Things to Make and Do. Conference Matching Game. By Brittany Schetzelar. This April, we can hear the Lord's apostles and prophets speak during General Conference. While you listen to their special messages, you can make this matching game for you and your family to play at Family Home Evening. Instructions. Remove these two pages from the magazine, pages 12 and 13, in the April issue of the Friend magazine. Mount the pages on heavy paper and cut out the cards. And note, you may need some assistance with this activity. As you listen to each speaker, decide what topic he is speaking about. Write the topic on the card with his picture. Also on the blank card with the speaker's name on it, which is to the right of each speaker. Draw a picture of the topic. For instance, if he speaks about faith, you could draw a seed or something else that represents faith to you. Ask your father or a priesthood leader to help you with topics from the apostles who speak at the priesthood session. When you have finished making your game, you and your family can play it at Family Home Evening. Turn all the cards face down on a flat surface. Take turns flipping over two of the cards. If you match the speaker to his topic, keep the match and take another turn. The person who has the most matches when all the cards are gone is the winner. On page 12, we have a picture of President Gordon B. Hinckley, President Thomas S. Monson, President James E. Faust, President Boyd K. Packer, and Elder L. Tom Perry. On page 13, we have a picture of Elder Russell M. Nelson, Elder Dallin H. Oakes, Elder M. Russell Ballard, Elder Joseph B. Worthlin, Elder Richard G. Scott, Elder Robert D. Hales, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Elder Henry B. Irene, Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and Elder David A. Bednar. Have fun doing this Family Home Evening activity.
Kitchen Crafts. Do you like to go fishing? Do you like to eat fish? Celebrate spring days ahead by helping an older person prepare these fishy, fruity recipes. Baked Spring Catch. 6 fish fillets, 3/4 inch, 2 centimeters thick. 1/3 cup melted butter or margarine. 3 tablespoons lemon juice. 3/4 teaspoon salt. Dillweed to taste. 1. If frozen, thaw the fish fillets. Wash them well and place in a baking dish. 2. Combine the butter, lemon juice, and salt and pour the mixture evenly over the fillets. Sprinkle with dillweed. 3. Bake uncovered at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees centigrade, for 15 to 20 minutes or until the fish flakes easily with a fork. Serve with spicy mango sauce. Below. Spicy mango sauce. 1 mango peeled and diced. 1 small peach or nectarine peeled and diced. 1 red pepper diced. 1 small can, 4.5 ounces, 128 grams, chopped green chilies, drained. 1/4 cup chopped green onions. 1 tablespoon lime juice. 1/8 teaspoon ground ginger. 1 tablespoon fresh cilantro. Combine the ingredients and refrigerate covered for 8 hours. Serve over fish, poultry, or tortilla chips. Cinnamon fruit snack. 2 medium apples, cored and sliced. 2 medium oranges, peeled and separated. 1/2 cup pineapple juice. 1 cup water. Cinnamon to taste. Combine the water and pineapple juice. Dip each fruit slice in the juice mixture before arranging in a circle on a plate. Sprinkle fruit with cinnamon. End of the section, Kitchen Crafts. Read by Allison Jensen.
Fun Stuff. Promise Blessings by Rhonda Gibb Henriksen. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected. Everyone will have his or her body and immortal spirit reunited after death. The atonement also gives other promised blessings to those who repent and obey God's commandments. To discover a few of those promises, look up the missing words in the scriptures, then fill in the word or words in the numbered blanks. Number 1, Moroni chapter 7, verse 41. And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you that ye shall have blank through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him, according to the promise. The answer? Hope. 2. Alma chapter 38, verse 8. And it came to pass that I was 3 days and 3 nights in the most bitter pain and anguish of soul, and never until I did cry out unto the Lord Jesus Christ for mercy did I receive a remission of my sins. But behold, I did cry unto him, and I did find blank to my soul. The answer? Peace to my soul. 3. Third article of faith. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be blank by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. The answer? All mankind may be saved. 4. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 4 through 5. Father, behold the sufferings and death of him who did no sin, in whom thou wast well pleased. Behold the blood of thy Son, which was shed, the blood of him whom thou gavest, that thyself might be glorified. Wherefore, Father, spare these my brethren, that believe on my name, that they may come unto me and have blank, blank. The answer? Everlasting life. 5. Alma chapter 7, verse 14. Now I say unto you that ye must repent and be born again. For the Spirit saith, if ye are not born again, ye cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Therefore come and be baptized unto repentance, that ye may be washed from your sins, that ye may have faith on the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, who is mighty to save and to blank from all unrighteousness. The answer is to cleanse from all unrighteousness. 6. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 69. These are they who are just men made blank, through Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, who wrought out this perfect atonement through the shedding of his own blood. The answer? These are they who are just men made perfect. End of the section, Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend Magazine for April 2006. Recorded in the studios of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Michelle Haley and Brianna Visaraga, Charlene Stewart, Allison Jensen, and David Shaw. March 2006.